Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hey there and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. Oh, noble listener, we're so happy to have you here. In fact, a big grin's plastered right across my face. Even as I say this now, I'm baring all my teeth in a welcoming smile, inviting you in. And who's that joining me in this wonderful facial expression? But Demi Lardner. Hello,
Primo
Demi.
Primo intro, brother.
Thank you so much.
Well done and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. Yep. It's me and Tom with you again on this fine I'll never tell.
Yeah, you'll never know what day we're recording.
Or what time.
We must have secrets. Hey, Demi.
Yeah, Tom.
Did you have activities that you did at local parks growing up?
Ugh.
That's a fine topic of conversation and you know it. Come on! You're just gonna fucking hit me with that?
Yeah, I used to go feed the ducks with my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, they were very big though and there were a couple of geese and they were real pricks. I got chased a lot. I had pretty bad bird times when I was a kid. I think I told you about the time that we went to the wildlife park with my mum's side of the family. Mm. And they thought it was very fun to just be pricks to me because I was the youngest one and I was very sensitive.
Yeah, and to be fair, they were right.
They
it
were
is
right.
Very funny.
It is really funny. But it's like, so my auntie was there as well and my cousins. So I knew that I was just going to get picked on. And we went to the petting zoo and there were these three bantam hens.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think they were silky chooks.
Oh, right. Like, so they're the chickens that when you find out they exist, you're like, I was not aware that this fucking premium DLC pre-order looking bird is walking around with the rest of them.
Yeah. You're like, oh, when you see them.
Yeah.
And so silky chooks are there and this one quite large black chicken started chasing me. And so I ran to, you know how petting zoos have like the double doors on them so that the animals don't get out?
Uh-huh.
And I ran through.
Wait, so like describe the doors to me because
It's got like, you got the two gates that you push and it's like there's like a holding chamber where like if there's an animal in there, then you make sure it goes back in the petting zoo instead of coming out with
right,
you.
Right, so it's kind of like an airlock, but instead of air, it's animals.
It's animals. It's gotcha. An animal lock.
Yeah.
But in my case, it was a attack station. And so I went through the door, the chook got through, and then I was being attacked. So I opened the second door. I was five, by the way. I opened the second door, and the chicken continued to chase me. And my family looked on and laughed for 10 minutes as it chased me through the zoo. And then a wildlife park worker came up and was like, "What are you doing?" And just... to me, by the way, not my family, not helping. And I was like, I can't get away. I just picked up this chicken, immediately friendly, like looking at me like, is there something wrong?
Doe-eyed, yeah.
Hey, are you feeling all right?
Mm.
And
oh, I was just trying to check if this little girl was okay.
Yeah, I
wasn't. Murderous curved beak.
Anyway, they put it away my family crying with laughter at me, sulking.
That's so funny. They were like, you.
Just like me sulking because I'd been attacked for quite a long time and they didn't help and just laughed.
Yeah.
Sooking on a bench and them going, come on. Come look at the Crocs.
Come look at the Crocs. And actually, while you're there, why don't you cool off by getting in this pool unrelatedly?
Yeah. Yeah. Wink. Anyway, I had a lot of bird incidents when I was younger.
What are you talking about?
Like the peacock. I've told you about the peacock.
The peacock?
That attacked my head. Different wildlife park. No.
What are you
It was like guarding.
About?
It was guarding my family got a head, right? Uh-huh. And it was like guarding this pathway. It was up on like the wooden walkway parts. And it was standing up there. It like my family had walked through the walkway and then the peacock, I was behind, the peacock like kind of flitted up
right
onto the thing. And I was like, this should be fine. It's a peacock. It's allowed to be anywhere.
Yeah.
And as I walked past, it was like, think again. Pick, 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 pick. Right on my head. Bird incidents. So many bird incidents. Family doesn't care. Bullshit.
Wait, so it was on like a banister?
Yeah,
or?
Like, you know, the round wooden gates that you get, like the round wood up top and then two round poles, and it goes all along like different, like at wildlife parks kind of? Like the things that you would see outside of school except not this high. Like round logs of wood that make up a fence basically.
Right, so it just is making like a almost a pie symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But like it goes on for long. There's like a bunch of them to show where the walkway is. It just got up on that and was like, fuck only you.
Its shift started.
Yeah.
And just pecked you on the top of the head.
Well, it was trying to clock in.
Yeah.
That but it is... swallowed its card and forgot my head wasn't the slut.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the problem is that you were so small growing up that a lot of birds mistook you for seed. I mean, you're small now. You were smaller then. It only makes sense.
Yeah, I should have planted myself.
Yeah. I mean, you could have used a bit more growth.
Like a better guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had another chicken stress the other night, but that was different. I'm good with birds now.
You have a very storied history with birds, though.
But I'm good
with
birds now.
I would say of all the animals, they are your enemy.
I'm really good with birds now, though.
You're good with them, but they continue to be a source of distress. Like last night, I was streaming and you had spent maybe an hour trying to wrangle two chickens.
Well, they were giving me grief.
Yeah.
One of them had escaped the yard. I had to chase it around the little neighborhood.
And did that feel good to turn the tables on a chicken like that?
Yeah, it did.
Yep.
Yeah. I was saying, bacock?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's great. I think it works really well.
Bok, bok, bok.
Bok, bok, bok.
Yeah, anyway, just chasing chickens, getting upset.
Any other bird stuff that you have?
Probably heaps.
Yeah, right.
I was about to tell you about the geese that attacked me.
Yeah, what
park.
Were you feeding? Okay, so when you went to the pond with your grandma, what were you feeding those birds?
Well, you shouldn't feed them bread, but I know that now, but we were feeding them like bread crusts that had gone bad.
I think we need to take some of the onus off the humans here and start educating the duck and goose community on why they should stop liking bread so much.
Yeah.
Because it sure makes it easy to give it to them.
Yeah. You guys are supposed to like grape, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is freak shit.
Yeah, the geese would chase me, and my grandma wouldn't laugh. She'd just watch. She didn't. She, again, no intervention, but she would just, the goose would be chasing, and I'd be like, why is that happening? And grandma would stand there chewing her apple going,
Just watching you get chased around
by a
goose.
Yeah. Pretty big mama.
Pretty big mama?
Pretty big mama. That's what I said. Yeah, she was a big mama.
I thought.
Yeah, she had big rubber titties.
That applies to both of the, to two of the three things that I know her in a story. Big goose, big grandma, tiny Demi.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What about you? Any park activities or bird stories?
I remember I used to go to No bird stories. Go ahead, Demi.
No, I just thought of more bird shit.
Yeah, please go ahead.
You know, just that my granddad had these cockatoos that he kept, I think specifically because they hated all the children in the house. He had a few scars on my fingies from the birds. I didn't have my fingies near the cages. But we'd be like, hey, can they go in the cages? He was like, no, they like being out.
Yeah, of course they like being out. Okay. Get them out of the house.
Hey, Grandad
then.
Bill, out is where my fingers live.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe you should change that. Come over and visit less. If you don't want to get pecked.
Yeah, I think he did not like us visiting as well because our, like, the children's room, I think I've said this before, was his beer brewing station. The most explosive thing in the house he put where the children slumbered.
Yeah. And then once you got up, it was a, you had to get ready for your big day of getting pecked while you were still woozy on fumes. No, the cockatoos have to be out because the only place I can fit their cage is in the beer brewing room and yeah. God knows I can't put them in there because if they did, they would perish like the canary.
Yeah, well, they, yeah, we don't want them getting drunk off the air. Yeah, children, yeah. You sleep in there.
You sleep in there.
Well, they were like, either the option is you sleep in the beer room where the smell keeps you up all night, or you can sleep in the room where I've placed two ceramic cats that I've told you are haunted.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Nana. So my choices were what again? Haunted cat room or beer room?
Yep.
Okay, do I want to get exploded or clawed to death?
Well, I'm right to be scared of everything in this house.
Mm. Especially you.
Especially you. The architects of this reality are fucking really in question.
They were the worst.
They are terrifying.
Yeah, they were the worst.
Grandparents are strange. They're a strange beast.
Yeah.
Because everyone has them. Or, you know, at some... I don't mean to speak out of line here, but everyone has a grandparent. And then when the grandparent dies, it's like... Well, I knew that was coming, but I'm still sad. They're like training wheels for every other death in your life.
Yeah, well.
What?
Not those ones.
Well, yeah, sure.
I was pretty fine with that.
Yeah.
In fact, I went up to her bed and I went, ha ha. Na 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 na.
Wait, was this the grandma that you knew had died before everyone else knew?
No, I loved that one. This is the other grandma.
Gotcha.
That was a real cunt. It was the one that I poured the Bickies into her coffin by accident.
Yeah, you were picked up while holding a box of shapes.
I like kissed her goodbye and I was like, hey, I really don't want to.
Wouldn't want to do this if she was leaving for the weekend, much less for the afterlife.
Yeah, and then just all my, I think they must have been chicken crimpy shapes.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, for flavor of the story, I've always told people they were pizza shapes because I didn't want to be judged. But anyway, I poured the chicken crimpy shapes accidentally into her coffin.
Yeah.
And then Mum, like, locked eyes with me as she could see my hand just move to... Oh, don't take them back out? Okay.
Yeah. You mustn't... Because
they'll be covered in what? Formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love some young-looking innards.
No, I think at that point you are technically grave robbing.
Yes.
If you drop a chip in a coffin and take it out again, you have invoked the mummy's curse.
Well, I hope she has to fucking take them through the afterlife.
Yeah, actually, they're what made her heart heavier than a feather on the grand scales of Set and Anubis. So, well, you know, well played to you.
Thank you.
No problem.
She can't get in the ghost movie theaters.
Mm. But yeah, you had that other grandma who everyone was kind of clustered around saying goodbye and you had this one moment where you looked over at the...
Well, the monitor, the beeps had been turned off. I feel like I've told this on the podcast before.
Yeah, but I just want to, because we just mentioned...
She died and nobody else had realized that she was dead. And I was like to the nurse, is she dead? She was like, yeah. Shh.
Just a little secret.
Let them say goodbye.
Yeah.
So I guess I killed it.
Probably. I'm trying to think about my grandparents, if there was ever anything.
No, don't do that.
Nope. I remember my granddad. The one time I saw him laugh was just when he was like overhand pegging like lolly wrappers at us. Just fucking hucking them as hard as he could at us when we turned our heads. They were lolly wrappers, but like they were Ferrero Rocher wrappers. So it was just like foil and he'd just bounce them off our heads and they'd be like. Also, I'm saying our heads. I was the only grandchild, so it was just me. And then he would laugh.
You and Invisible Percy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Invisible Percy. Let me tell you, he didn't become a clown and mime.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I was going to say, wow, you know what's weird? He was a prick too, and I made him up.
Yeah.
Making up an invisible enemy.
It stinks. I had such a low self-esteem as a kid, and I had imaginary acquaintance. Oh, boy. So, how's the kids that we are trying to make? That was weird, trying to make small talk as a kid.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't have anything going on.
Yeah.
I was like, you watch the thing that we, that is the only thing we can do?
What's like your the favorite color? Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which shape do you think is the most magnificent?
I'm so happy I don't have to go back to knowing what my favorite color is. Now that I have other things to think about. Now I have a favorite sumo wrestler, for example.
Enho. Or
I like Enho, yeah. But Akiyama is probably the best for me. Enho's lovely, though.
Tiny Ask me about my favorite stuff.
What is your favorite bird memory?
Oh, God.
Send her back.
Look at my eyes. You just see the shadows of feathers floating through my irises.
You strike me as someone who, like...
I've never hit you.
Yeah, no, you've never hit me. You've hit me a few times.
No.
Punch me in the arm.
No.
You, like, have the exact body shape to receive all of the generational trauma of being, like, a young ape being picked up by a big bird. You know, all those...
And I'm your girlfriend.
All those genetic
memories. So what do you think about people who
aren't
me?
Perfectly slot into that.
Jesus Christ.
You're little.
Demi, woman I love. Body of an ape. Body of an ape, brain of a fish. How are you, my dear?
It's a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like one.
They're a very capable ape. What am I doing?
I don't know, brother.
What's your favorite? Interesting. What is your favorite temperature for outdoors? For outdoors to be. Listen, I think I'm doing my best over here.
My favorite temperature? Why, the hit single by Sean Paul. Woman, the way the time cold, I want to be keeping you warm.
Mm-hmm.
Jordy and Rebecca.
Great. That's good to know. Would you like to, now I'm going to say that it's your turn to start conversation.
All right.
Because
what
I've been
is the
mocked.
Favorite quality of Velcro that you have?
Favorite quality of Velcro. I remember.
Sound, usefulness, hit it. Lay it on me, baby.
Thank you.
Tell me what you think about that sticky, sticky stuff.
I think my favorite is
any secrets from me about this, Tom.
Bit of an out of left field answer, but I enjoy the fact that to get Velcro that is not from the brand that the Velcro brand, you buy hook and loop tape,
mm-hmm.
and that always. Gives me a spark of joy just knowing that they had to break it down as being like, well, we're also giving away our secret. This shit's just one strip of hook, one strip of loops.
Do the hooks wear out, do you think?
I don't know. I remember I asked for Velcro shoes as a child because I couldn't tie my shoelaces. And some would say, I can't really tie my shoelaces now. They're constantly coming
You're
undone.
You're always holding us up.
Yes.
With those laces, oh, yours.
Yes. Well, this is why if I walk faster than you, that should be allowed because my shoes are going to come undone.
All right, so we don't have to talk to each other.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, we can text.
We could text.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just walk at your own pace and I'll text you when I feel like it.
Sounds great.
I probably will definitely text you.
Yeah, and you'll definitely meet me at the place we agreed that we were walking to,
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I will, probably. Seems like I would.
Just sending me to walk in
if
one
I
direction.
I said that I was going to, yeah, it seems like I would.
Seems
it.
Like you would. Why would you have any reason to lie?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason I wouldn't meet you there. Yeah.
But my mum said, no, you will learn how to tie your shoelaces. Well, sucks to be her because I never really did. I had no idea how to do that. That and...
Yeah, it sucks to be her. Walking reading. Around looking like a fucking angel on wheels.
God, she looks so good.
God, she looks so good, that mum of yours.
Thank you so much.
You came out of that thing?
Yeah. Can you believe?
No.
I know. Well, it's more like I got thrown out.
Yeah.
I was ejected for not being hot enough to be in her body.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heart and the gut were looking at me being like, this guy has to be our roommate.
You know what I think would be like, you know, those videos, you know, those videos that you watch where it's like, this is how you were born or made or whatever. You know, those videos when you were like in school and they'd be like, these are cums.
Like an educational video that goes through the reproductive process.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to just show like a white blob going into like a pussy that's shaped like a garbage compactor and just have it go and then spill out a kid.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'd be good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Seems like a good way to explain it.
Seems like a great way to explain it.
It's what happens.
Women have a big trashy pussy that they take cum into.
Well, most women, if they're worth their salt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What does worth your salt mean?
I think worth your salt because salt used to be quite valuable.
Worth your salt.
Because it's either mined or you get it from the sea. And also, back in the day, people wouldn't, like, salt wasn't a guarantee, right?
Worth your salt, though. Are you worth your salt? So, like, what, are you paying for a person in salt?
People used to get, like, paid with salt as a commodity, I think.
So then, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Because it used to be important. You know, I mean, still is, but for flavor and also preserving foods.
We have so much fucking salt in this house, dude.
Yeah.
So much salt.
We have so much
salt. Your
mum
keeps buying us salt.
Well, it's because she knows that we will not buy fancy salt on our own.
Yeah, because it's just salt.
Yes. But there is differences in the, you know, flake makeup. There are.
Yeah, you want me to report back to mummy and say you've been a good, good salt boy? Is that what you're hankering for?
Honestly, it wouldn't do me any harm.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell her.
Thanks. Oh, man. Yeah, salt's good. I think my favorite thing to add to food is probably red pepper flake.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of color, a little bit of zest, letting me know, hey, you know what? You're not dead yet.
Is that what it lets you know?
Yep. A little bit of heat on the tongue. Why don't you steer the conversation for a bit? I feel like we were onto a good thing with talking about birds.
Yep.
And then every time I've kind of had the reins, we have gone careening towards a conversational cliff. When I was a kid, we used to go to the park and just roll down the hill.
Hell yeah.
But also, again, Rolling? It was usually just me. Yeah. So it was just my dad.
When I was a kid,
my parents would watch me and I would just be like, ah!
On your side or front ways?
Yeah, front, like Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you broke your neck several times doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I went down front ways, but I came down twisted.
Yeah.
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 Oof.
That's how you got the way you are now.
Thank you.
Fucking twisted.
Banging right there. I remembered something the other day, which was in high school.
Sorry about that noise.
No worries. In high school, there was this guy who ran, like, the high school gym. And he was a very dedicated bodybuilder in his like
his name was
early
Victor Frankenstein.
Early 20s, yeah, Victor Frankenstein. He was putting the bodies together. What he was building, I'll never know. Sure would have loved to make his acquaintance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy was like a dedicated bodybuilder and also like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu and wrestling guy.
Mm.
And he kind of eventually was like, hey, you guys want to learn some moves? Because he was bored of like moving the weights around, I think. And so he'd like try and teach people who were kind of idling around some like Brazilian jiu-jitsu shit.
Sounds like a cool, fun guy.
Yeah. It was just the archetypal guy who's managing a gym and probably shouldn't be, especially not at a boys' high school.
Yeah.
Ended up teaching like a few guys some things. And then like a friend of mine was... Me and my friend went there, and my friend was like, oh, I'd like to try some wrestling stuff. And he was not really a sporty guy at all. The only thing he was really familiar with in, like, martial arts was the concept of the... I don't know if I'm saying this right or if there's a specific word, but the concept of the kia, like, the concept of using volume and sound to summon your ki to produce greater strength.
Yeah.
But... The thing is that he understood it from, like, the striking standpoint of, like, when you punch, you go, like, duh! Or whatever to create greater force. Whereas in, like, a wrestling thing, you're kind of exerting your constant force all the time. And so the second he got onto the mat, he was wrestling against a guy quite a bit bigger and stronger than him. And he just immediately started... just swinging his body to and fro underneath this man while screaming at the top of his lungs.
To be fair, that's like not a bad skill to know. Like if you get into a fight in an alleyway, they're probably going to leave you alone.
It definitely signaled to everyone around that something was wrong.
Yeah.
But also the guy had him in side control and a headlock. The guy had one, and then it was just this guy underneath him screaming every second.
That kind of... Did I ever tell you one of my main tactics before I started carrying around a lighter and an aerosol can back in Adelaide?
This is tactics for what?
For, like, not having to have a fight.
Yeah, gotcha.
One of my main ones, I think I only did it twice, maybe three times, was when it looked like an altercation was about to start with me or someone else or one of my friends. I'd be like, hey, I can throw up whenever I want. I could.
You could?
Yeah. Wow. I could just, I had such, I don't think I could do it now, but like I was always full of pasta and I also had a way that.
You were just walking around as a ticking time bomb?
Always full of gnocchi and I had like, I knew how to just clench my tummy in a way that I would just puke.
Oh my God.
So I could just go like and immediately puke.
Oh my God.
So that was what I would yell to them and they'd be like, oh. They wouldn't really want to fight.
No. No, yeah, everyone has the concept of a fight as a nice, clean event that ends with a winner and a loser,
yeah.
Whereas you just seem to have produced two losers.
Yeah, but at least I'm one of them.
I mean, I think everyone leaves there richer than they came.
Yeah.
If the fight commenced, that's a two-loser situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that... If they're in the mood to carry on fighting after getting vomited on, I don't think you're in a position to win.
No.
Because you've just jettisoned all your excess fuel in kind of a...
And I made him slippery.
Yeah.
I think more puke would get on them if I was controlling the stream.
Yeah, that's an optimistic way to look at it.
But then they might touch me and I'd be like, ugh.
I think it's
hard
to...
Clean yourself up.
Yeah, it's hard to know because also... Ew, yuck. You smell like a... You smell like puke, dude.
Dude, you smell like vomit.
Yeah. Wiping
okay?
away quickly from your mouth.
From my mouth, yeah.
Oh my God, Greg vomited. Look at
Greg
the evidence.
Threw up, look at him. He was so scared. So scared of me. Look.
So scared of me. Wipe, wipe, wipe.
Wipe, wipe, wipe.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I think, oh God. I'm just thinking of like dumb martial arts shit. Did you ever see the, what?
I'm just remembering when I did martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was a black belt, but I became a black belt when I was like 15, so it means nothing now.
Yeah. I was just going to bring up the nunchaku guys I found who just have videos of them using nunchucks or nunchaku, whatever. I can't remember which way you pronounce it. But just not very well.
Yeah.
Online. Because I found them when I was looking for... I typed in nunchuck guy hits self in balls into
and
YouTube.
And were you looking for a specific video or did you just want to see that action happen?
The latter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like, surely... I mean, this will be a day for me.
Yeah,
and
what
would
if,
you believe
what
it?
What if you just got a video where a guy stands there and goes, hi, my name's Dave. I'm a nunchuck guy and punches himself in the nuts.
Anyway, thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah, I think I would enjoy that. That'd be equally appealing to me.
Nunchucks on his hook in the background. Would you put them on hooks? How do you store them?
I think you're always holding them as soon as you buy them.
Yeah,
to be honest.
You're right, actually.
You're keeping that inventory slot full.
Yeah.
You know? As soon as you buy nunchucks, they're not leaving your grasp.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it feels like the main reason you buy nunchucks is because you feel like your family like you too much and people always want to be very close to you.
Yes, so. And what you can do with a nunchuck is kind of instate a variable range that is the death zone.
Yeah.
But the thing I found was just people demonstrating how to use nunchucks. I couldn't find many videos of guys hitting themselves in the nuts with nunchucks, which is surprising because I was like, this will be... one of the main forms of nunchuck usage.
Yeah.
All I found were very dour-faced instructional DVDs of people showing how to use nunchuck.
Well, would you upload the video of you hitting yourself in the balls?
I mean, once I buy the nunchucks for it, right now it's just a video of me lying and then punching myself in the dick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, sorry, babe.
No. Do you remember our friend... sorry. Our friend who... like got very stoned at a friend's house at like a comedy house until everyone went to sleep. And then a friend was called Johnny. Johnny was just up with one other guy. And the guy went, let me show you something. Went into his room and just returned with nunchucks. And then just started very skillfully being like, yeah, I got into these, you know, because I was kind of bullied as a kid. Passing them arm to arm, behind the back shit.
Johnny was like, oh.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, my dad really got me into... I think I really retreated into just doing the coolest shit to our very stoned friend while everyone else is asleep in the same room.
It's so weird. So funny.
Making sure to not knock over the bong with this fucking...
I'd love to be the other side of a pair of nunchucks made out of me and Johnny.
You would be great.
We'd be a great set of nunchucks.
Yeah, for some kind of giant to wear, hitting people with either one of you.
Yeah. Mm. I hope I'm the one getting grasped.
Yeah, me too. Not whacking.
But I suppose we got to take turns.
You got to take turns. That's my understanding of
it. You imagining that my feet are attached to the chain or my head?
I was picturing head, to be honest.
Attached to the chain?
Yeah.
So was I, but then I was like, oh, you're not going to get a good clunk out of my toes hitting stuff.
Yeah, you want that solid thunk of the skull.
But I do want like a close-up of the world whizzing by me and the chain being attached to my head and me going, wee.
Yeah, you would have a great time on that thing.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great. What, do you remember anyone who you like, wait, actually, you know what? We're nearing up on break time. Let's have a break and then let's return to my incredible question. You just farted into the chair twice. You just tried for a third and it didn't happen.
It did happen. You just couldn't hear it.
Liar.
You'll never know.
All right. We're going to take a break now. See you on the other side. Time for a word from our sponsors. What do you think about that?
Yeah. No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back.
And we're back. Demi, I was going to ask, do you have any, like, people you met during your martial arts bullshit that you remember?
Yeah, a lot of them you'd end up seeing on the news, but there was this woman.
Pardon me?
You know, they're martial arts guys in Adelaide, so.
Right.
They'd end up on the news.
So are we talking like the Jeet Kune Do to news anchor pipeline here, or?
We're talking more of a I can chop and now I'm a bikey pipeline.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about me and...
Sorry, there's a bikey, like, pub brawl breaking out, and then off to the side, there's one guy who's just chopping through tables with the flat of his hand.
Did I ever tell you that once when I lived in a particular suburb of Adelaide that wasn't, like, the roughest place on earth but was fairly rough,
mm-hmm.
that once a house about four houses down from ours on the other side of the road got raided and we saw it on the news and the quote they used was, meth lab hours from exploding. We're like,
fuck.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, cool.
Obviously part of that is like, oh, cool, we live near the meth lab. That's bad.
Yeah.
But was it also like, We're just a few hours away from seeing something cool.
Well, I feel like, it, depending on the size of the meth lab, we might have been part of that little boom boom.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how big meth lab explosions are. I don't know whether they just, like, happen in the house where they are or...
Me either.
Hmm.
Huh.
Oh, well. Why don't we know this?
I don't know. Hey, you know what? I might get into sizzling some meth on the side.
All right.
Yeah. I feel
Save
like...
Save me a slice.
Yep. I will.
All right.
Okay. In my mind, making meth is like a frittata.
Yeah. Hey, over easy, thanks.
Yeah, no worries. Flipping the meth.
Flip the meth.
Yeah. Oh, no, I broke the meth's yolk.
That's the best bit.
Yeah, I'll just
scramble. Where am I going to dip my soldiers?
Yeah.
On the meth.
You got two syringes.
Two syringes.
Yeah. Please.
Do you syringe meth?
No, I figured you would just, like, have them around.
Have them for dipping.
Maybe they're used in some part of it.
I don't think I know what meth looks like. Oh, wait, it's the Breaking Bad.
Yeah. But in Breaking Bad, it's notable that it's blue, so it's usually not blue.
Yeah.
I have, like...
I don't know
truly
anything
no working that. Drug knowledge.
I don't know anything. The only thing I know is ADHD stuff now.
Mm.
And that's all I ever will know.
How are you finding it? Can we have an ADHD med update?
Generally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Got to check my heart rate is one thing, because when I went to the doctor and was like, I have a heart rate monitor when I am playing games online and it's this, he went, we got to change that.
What BPM are we talking here?
I was like, oh, resting a lot of the time it's at like 100, and he was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the high end of like an acceptable heart rate, right?
Well, I looked up like, when should I be concerned? And it said, if you have a general heart rate of 100, go to the doctor. But I think that's when you're not on
stimulants. You're on a stimulant. What is... I feel like I've seen it get up to 140.
I think 150 was the highest it got.
Holy. 150 BPM song is what I'm typing in. And I feel like my heart rate is very high too, though.
Yeah.
Sorry to make this about me. Well, yeah, I'm constantly seeing, you know, cars I can chase and what have you.
Yeah.
But I think I need to work on my cardio a bit, but also I just need to work on everything. So this was your heart.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm getting to 160 BPM listening to that. I'm hyped.
That's what my insides sound like.
Oh my god. Oh god.
The only reason I'm concerned is because you have had to take me to the hospital multiple times in our relationship.
Yes.
You haven't been once.
No. Yeah, I'm definitely...
I'm doing all the work.
I have a few hospital visits I could, like, cash in on. I could get you to just take me to the hospital for a day out.
You want to go there now?
Yeah, walk me around the emergency ward.
Quick,
have me look at stuff. Yeah.
Make something. Make it fun.
Okay. Ooh, I've got no legs and my arm hurts.
All right, well, now we're going to have to paint your legs like the background of a hospital so that they believe that.
No, just paint them green and we'll get it in post.
Okay.
We've taken you to the hospital, what, two times, I feel like? I don't feel like it's three. Because it was in Adelaide and then when we were in holidays in Blue Mountains. Yeah, Katoomba, which, by the way... Just talking about martial arts shit. Remember when we saw a sign in the Blue Mountains that said, Blue Mountains Ninjutsu this way?
Yeah. Didn't we look it up and find out very quickly it was a cult?
No. I don't think so. That is a different thing. This one was just a ever-living mystery that I was trying desperately to find out more information of, but...
Well, it was pointing into some shrubs, so I'm glad that we didn't check.
It seems like a very easy way to die.
Yeah.
Trying to look for the famously hard-to-find ninja.
Well, it's interesting because, like, if you are... It's actually the perfect plan, you know, because if they want to hurt you, they're like, all right, anyone who wants to take this class doesn't know how to do it yet.
Yeah.
So once they get in the bushes, we ninja them.
Yeah. Starting up a ninjutsu school is one of the fastest ways to find people who aren't ninjas if you're a ninja. Because probably a lot of the places you're hanging out are like temples and whatever, which are rotten with the things.
I need to fill this room with dorks.
Yeah.
How do we do that as quick as possible?
How do we do that as quick as possible? I need to practice throwing these stars. I got these shuriken here, and boy, oh boy, they're burning a hole in my pocket. Oh, man, I would love to throw a shuriken just once. And have it actually work.
Yeah,
I feel like I would.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I feel like I would choke. I feel like I would just
you
try.
Do it like this?
I feel like I would try throwing it underhand or something.
Yeah.
I just don't have the killer instinct in me.
You'd accidentally get the one shaped like a boomerang.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
and your
cool.
Head'd be like a money box. Just got a slit in there. I can put all my dollary dues.
I see.
Yeah.
I think shuriken would be really cool. Shuriken and caltrops, I think, would be... I mean, obviously, you don't want to confuse which one you're doing, but...
I don't know what a caltrop is.
Caltrop is, like, the big spiky things. It looks like a... kind of like a jax.
Oh, wait, not and on you, a chain, though?
No, a caltrop is the things where they're big and spiky and you throw them on the ground, so if people step on them, they're like, ow. Or if horses step on them, they're like, ow, I'm a freaking horse.
Ow, nay.
Ow, nay, also. Sorry, I forgot. I'm a horse because it hurts so freaking
much. Hey, I'm a horse. This hurts so much I learned English.
Oh, my God, my shoe. No.
Dude.
Yeah, they came back to themselves.
Do horses actually like salt licks?
Yeah, they love them.
Why would our...
I've eaten salt straight
God,
out of the bag.
God, do that.
Salt is so nice.
Salt is great.
Why would God do that? What do you mean?
Well, horses can't traditionally find salt on their own, is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So we have to give it to them, but there would have been so long where we didn't know.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. We would have been just sitting around with our salt and then the horses would just be near, but we wouldn't know if they liked it.
Don't you think, and I have no way to prove this or test it, but don't you think that a living, normal pink pig looks salty?
Yes.
If you licked the back of it?
Yes.
It would probably taste like maybe a foot. A foot after a workout, which I haven't tasted.
You are in some freak shit, Demi.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? What do I mean?
That has to be cut. That has to be cut.
Oh, I think that pig would taste like a ball sack after a workout. Just a hunch I'm working on, by
it's
the
not
way.
What I
think
said.
It would taste like running your fucking tongue over like
these are all
the
things
hairy
that
back of a guy that works at a gym.
These are all the things that I think would be salty.
Uh-huh.
That.
Right.
The back of a pig, if you licked it, I think it would be like the ocean. Don't you think?
Okay, now that I'm into, actually. Yeah. And also, weirdly, if you put your ear to the back of a pig.
Yeah.
It's like putting your ear to a conch shell. Very peaceful animal.
Yeah. Mm. What sounds do you think you would hear by putting your ear to a pig?
Probably this. Get out of my barn, concern it. Stop listening to my pigs again. Ooh, I'm gonna chase you out of here if it's the last thing these old legs do. And don't go listening to my cows either on your way out. And if you make it to my shelf of conch shells. No, my antique conch shell collection, they've all been listened to.
I sneak up behind him and put my ear on his back.
Yeah, putting your ear to someone else's ear.
Yeah.
Creating a feedback loop and just both of your brains explode.
Your eyes roll back, completely white eyeballs.
Yeah.
Just both going. Until your eyeballs melt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both like, that was fun.
Yeah, I shouldn't
shake
have.
Shake hands.
Man, I guess it was a bad idea to hear that ear.
Yeah. Mm. Empty sockets. You walk away straight into a pole.
Yep. Doing.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Sorry, who was that? Yeah, that's what I think you'd hear if you put your ear to a pig.
Yeah. They would be salty, I think, though. Maybe that, but that all I'm saying is that maybe I am being too harsh to the Lord because it could be, you know, maybe it was very easy for them to find salt.
You're saying that a horse would see a pig and just canter up to it and start licking the back of the pig?
I don't think it's in the realm of impossibility.
I see.
Are you trying to find videos of horses licking pigs?
No, what I've tried to do is answer a question that I had. And I've just typed into Google, what do pigs taste like?
Mm.
And it turns out they taste a lot like pork.
Oh.
Yeah.
Turns out you're the Demi today.
Holy shit. Okay, pig shows affection to horse by licking them. But then, first result from 16th of September 2008, horse licking pig's ass.
All right, I don't need... That's not what I asked for.
This is pretty much the back, though. It's not licking its hole.
Right, so it's just licking where the tail is, which is not the traditional ass of a pig.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, it's going to...
No, it's getting... No, right, it's not. I don't it's still no, not Tom, whole, but
Tom,
it's on...
Tom?
Yeah?
Stop this.
Okay.
Thank you.
The pig looks like having a nice time.
I can see you still
watching. Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
Because it's getting his little thing played with. Its tail.
Yeah.
Did you stop playing it? Because yes. It's in your lap. I can see. Are you sure? All right.
There, my phone's on the ground.
All right. And is it face up?
And I'm going down to the
and
ground.
And is there anything? Okay.
Good gracious. Oh, this wonderful pig. And this adventurous horse. Oh, what music they make together.
When people say they can hear the ocean inside a shell.
Yeah.
What do you think they're actually hearing?
I think it's something like, it's the blood in your ear.
It is the blood
hearing?
In your ear, isn't it? Because you've like shut it over, you can hear the blood.
Or it's the sea. I can't remember if that's why they're wrong.
The cunt? Who?
Yeah. It's some cunt who lives in the shell and is going like... trying to scare you away.
Yeah.
Once put my ear into a shell, all I heard was pinch, pinch, pinch. Turns out crab in there.
Oh, turns out crab in there.
Turns out crab in there.
Turns out crab in there.
Damn. I listen, crab. Oh, bad idea, Tom.
Bad idea, Tom. Tom here, crab.
Tom here, crab.
Tom here, ouch.
Tom here, crab. Tom say, ouch.
Crab see lobe?
Yeah.
Crabby pinch. Eh?
That is, honestly, of all the parts that are available on the body, the earlobe has to be top three most pinchable things.
Oh, yeah. Nipple, maybe?
Nipple.
Not really the ass. It's, like, hard to...
There's not much to get a grip on the ass.
Yeah.
You know? There's not many lumps, apart from the ones popping out.
Yeah.
And into the bowl. One flush, away they go. Anyway, that's poo.
Oh.
What?
It's just hard to be in love with you.
Go back to this video of the horse licking the pig.
Yeah, let me see that thing, actually.
It does look nice. It's like two friends.
Yeah. That's what friends do for each other. And we're back.
Yeah, it's another day, and we just had something happen for once in our tiny little lives. We saw a dog run across a road.
A very busy road, so we yelled at the people, grab that dog, it's not our dog, and then ran over and also grabbed the dog.
It was hard to figure out how to communicate what we wanted them to do.
Yeah.
And also be like, by the way, it's not my fault this is happening.
I'm sorry, but also you are sorry.
Yeah, it was weird. It was this beautiful dog.
He's so pretty. I loved him.
Kelpie cross. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Not
like
sure,
a sheepdog cross something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but he was beautiful. He was like brown and then white speckles. He looked like a deer.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Somebody chopped the head off and then stuck the head on the neck.
And also was so strong.
He was so strong.
So strong, about Labrador sized.
Yeah.
And we just walked the dog.
Like a normal sized Labrador, by the way.
Yeah, a big.
Not every Labrador you see. This dog doesn't change shape depending on the Labrador you're looking at, all right?
Yeah, don't go looking back and forth between big Labrador and tiny Labrador.
Yeah, get your fucking head straight too, all right?
It's so stupid you thought that, you dumb piece of shit.
I'm angry at you for this.
You make me so mad sometimes, podcast listener.
But then I thought you better say Potter. You make me so mad, Potter.
Is that a line that they had in the movies?
No, it just seemed like it would be. But
Snape just being like, you really get my fantasy goat. What
you really
say?
Get my half goat, half boy.
You really get my form.
But,
yeah.
But then, so I was like, oh, let me try something. And while I was walking him like half the way to the vet, I was like, hey, sit. And he did. We were like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
He's a kind, sweet, gentle, strong, fast, smart baby.
Yeah, it was very good because when we got him to the vet, they were like, I walked out and was like, we've just picked up a lost dog. And the lady behind the counter described the dog and said, I'm wearing a harness. Because if so, I know his mum's number. And I am choosing, I mean, you know, presumably she's not picking up because she's a dog. So hopefully she'll be able to point it forward to the owner. But That was good to have that closure, because otherwise I think we would have ended up with a dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was already in love with him. I need to know his name. I really hope she texts or calls or something. In fact, I'm going to get my phone out now.
Yeah, you got to charge your phone so we know this dog's name as soon as possible. Because it was such a nice dog. We were like sitting on the side of this street for a while, and I was like just sitting down holding his harness because we didn't have a lead. A guy very kindly came up and gave us a lead, which was very thin.
A puppy lead.
Yeah, designed for a puppy of a small dog.
A puppy or a medium cat.
Yeah, this is designed for a human baby.
Yeah.
And not a toddler.
No.
If this thing can toddle, it's not holding that toddle bottle.
Absolutely not. Let's take bets on what we think his name is.
Okay.
Because what I want his name to be, I would call him Norman.
Yeah.
Or Norm. But I think it's going to be like Teddy.
I'm going to go with Rusty or Hunter.
Okay.
I think those are two guesses that I could see this dog's name being.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad we didn't end up with a dog, but God, I love him.
I love that dog. When he was sitting down with us on the side of the road, he had this moment where he sat next to me, and I was like, you are so important to me. And then he lay down, and I was just like, I wonder if he... And I moved my leg close to him, and he immediately was just like, bloomf.
Just bloomfed on your leg.
He just moved to the center of gravity and just rested. That's like one of the premier sensations of life, is a dog, like, leaning into you.
Yeah.
It's so like, nice.
Let me be here. When I was walking next to him and he was pulling a bit, but he was like really good at like just walking and not trying to get away from us.
Yeah.
At the point where I was like, "You're a good boy," and he looked up like,
really looks so wonderful. Stupid.
He looked so happy and really stupid.
Looking up with your tongue lolling out of your mouth, be like, "Why are you laughing?
Why do you think I look stupid?" But yeah, he, very cute. David can smell him on us, it seems.
Yeah,
but he's okay. He doesn't know cautious. What it means.
The, also very nice was when we got to the vet, the three ladies working at the vet were all like, oh, he is lovely. And there was just this like a little bit of pride. We're like, yes,
yeah,
we know.
He is lovely.
We've got
we
a head start.
We walked him 5 blocks.
Yeah. And that was more than enough. Let me tell you, this dog is one whose allure does not fade.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a great dog.
I love him.
Such a good dog.
All right, so Teddy, and you have to pick one. Hunter or what was the other one?
Rusty.
All right, which one do you think?
Rusty.
Okay, cool. We'll find out.
All right. It's got to be one or the other.
It has to be one of the three we've said.
what if it's David?
We're going to find out it's like Onion Bowl or something because he was like a rescue and they didn't want to get attached.
Onion.
Onion.
Onion
I
is
love
a great
you, Onion.
Name for a dog.
Yeah. He looks like an onion.
Hmm.
You know, if it was a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't an onion and it was instead a dog. You know what I mean, though, right?
Absolutely.
I'm being 100% serious.
Yes. Like don't. A red onion. Or no, a white onion,
no,
sorry.
No, a brown onion.
Oh.
God, you're an idiot.
I couldn't have got that wrong.
No, you got it so wrong. You guessed everything it wasn't.
Yeah, my bad.
Ugh.
Do you reckon there's like ever been a Italian adaptation of Cinderella?
What if
it,
when you said Italian,
they...
I went, no. they write books about them. But
yeah,
you
you're
know
a utopian that
yeah.
way.
No, Italians are only in Harry Potter, Tom. You know that.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling's most terrifying invention.
J.K. Rowling's most far-fetched invention.
Yeah.
Italian.
An entire country that's been forced to end every word with a.
And it's shaped like a shoe. Italy.
All right.
You dumb fuck. Don't you dare.
Oh, God. Well, what a, yeah.
Anyway.
Man, I want to see that dog so much.
I want to see that dog really badly again.
Right?
We're going to, I mean, he lives in a shop on, he lives in a shop on our road, so we'll see him.
Clean thing of all of that.
All right. Well, I really want to see him again. We need to find him because he lives in a shop on our road, basically. So we'll see him.
Yeah.
Because he did look familiar too.
He did look familiar.
Mm.
And in fact, when we saw him running across the road, it felt like he lifted up a paw and he was kind of clicking and going,
He would. So wait.
He was clicking his beans against one another, going like, "Where do I know you guys from?"
Dude, you are familiar.
Were you in my litter? Did you?
No. It's somewhere else.
Oh, man,
I want to help you out, dude.
Do you guys ever lick water out of a bowl? We're both kind of like just denying it way
just
too
going
fast.
Like, no.
No, definitely not.
Looking at each other only.
What, licking up that delicious free water they just leave on the ground? No.
No, but it does look nice.
that's how we save money. We order out every night for food, but don't water, we only lick it up off
only
the ground
the
like
dog
a
bowl,
dog.
Yeah, you did look familiar.
Yeah.
And so do you, actually.
Yeah, there's something I can't quite place my finger on, but you have this something about you.
Yeah. Do we know each other from, is it class?
Rolling.
Did you go to Adelaide Uni?
No. Rolling over in bed and making eye contact, being like, do I? Have I known you for 5 to 7 years?
Hmm. And me just going, Demi. Like, pointing no, to myself
Tom.
Being like, Demi.
Oh, you're Demi. Yeah. Oh, I was worried I was Demi.
I was just wondering if it was like, you know, just my face blindness or whether like
Sure.
Name.
No, it's so hard.
Well,
you know when
are you a guy?
Yeah.
Right. I'm a broad, so.
Cool.
Just making sure we're not dogs.
Yeah. You know what would be grounds for immediate divorce?
What?
If you pass each other
Murdering someone
and not letting your spouse in on it to get a few stabs in or whatever. All
right, but that's emotional cheating.
Yeah. immediate grounds for divorce is like if when the bride is walking up the aisle, the groom makes eye contact with her through the veil and does the like the mouth closed upwards nod.
Yeah, the walking through the hallway at work. Walking through the hallway at work smile. Yeah. That's very good.
Thank you.
Pert. Well, I think on that pert, we can end the podcast because we're the two dumbest fuckheads in the world.
Dude, for real. We have empty space between our ears.
Smooth, smooth brains. Thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. Hey, find a dog and take it somewhere.
Yeah. Subscribe to the Patreon for more episodes. Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. And we also stream on Twitch if you want to catch that. But otherwise, thanks so much for listening and see you later.
Pert.
And there's just a few more for you.
Yeah, all just right. An extra pert.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.